After being discharged from the Navy in 1972, Stephen Donaldson moved to Washington, D.C., where he worked as a Pentagon correspondent for the Overseas Weekly, a privately owned newspaper distributed to American servicemen stationed in Europe. Donaldson considered himself a Quaker and took part in the Langley Hill Monthly Meeting, where he was part of a group influenced by a series of pray-ins at the White House sponsored by the Community for Creative Nonviolence, also known as the CCNV, who felt a call to hold a memorial meeting for worship at the White House to commemorate the nuclear bombing of Nagasaki on its 28th anniversary, and for the victims of all wars and violence. On August 9, 1973, the protesters, referred to as the White House Seven, were arrested for unlawful entry and released on bail, except for Donaldson, who refused and spent the night in the D.C. jail before being released by a judge the next morning. On August 14th, Donaldson was one of 66 demonstrators, including Daniel Berrigan, who took part in a CCNV-sponsored pray-in at the White House, protesting the bombing of Cambodia, where he was arrested again. Donaldson again refused to post bail. In a 1974 account under the pseudonym Donald Tucker, he explained, "I was also protesting against the bail system, under which the privileged, the white, the middle class, escape the pretrial confinements which go automatically to the poor and the black. In good conscience, I could not take advantage of the privileges available to me. Even in jail, however, I cannot escape these privileges. I was sent directly to cell block 4, third floor, the privileged area where I could and did play chess with Gordon Liddy, where one-man rooms for 45 respectable prisoners were never locked." Liddy wrote in his autobiography that he heard Donaldson worked for the Washington Post and suspected him of being in prison to try to steal a march on Woodward and Bernstein by getting a first-hand story. Expressed the wish that he wished to be transferred elsewhere. A few days later, on August 22nd, Guard Captain Clinton Cobb had Donaldson removed and put in the most dangerous cell block. That night, Donaldson was lured into a cell by a prisoner who claimed that he and his friends wanted to discuss pacifism with him. He was then anally and orally raped dozens of times by an estimated 45 inmates. He suffered additional abuse the second night before he escaped from his tormentors, two of whom were pimping him out for cigarettes, and collapsed, sobbing at the cell block gate when the guards retrieved him. After a midnight examination at D.C. General Hospital, during which he remained handcuffed, he was returned to the jail hospital, untreated for either physical injury or emotional trauma. Donaldson later claimed that the guards told him he'd been deliberately set up by Captain Cobb. The following morning, Lucy Witt, one of the White House Seven, posted his bond and took him to a doctor.